Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. 810, Plan B Morning Show. How are you? Look at that today, partly sunny, high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of rain and showers, mainly in the afternoon slash evening. Looking at a high of 48 tomorrow. Let's take a look at your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford, your best buds in the business. What's up, Katie? How are you? WTF today, oh boy. Florida, absolutely, 100%. What would you say, about 92% of these stories come from Florida? Half my family lives in Florida. I should just call them every morning. Hey, what happened last night? So here we go, man. Back on the 29th of last month, two drivers in Largo, Florida, got into a road rage argument. One of them was a 61-year-old guy named David Whipperman. The other is a woman whose name hasn't been released. It's not clear what caused their argument, but at some point, David got out of his truck and walked up to the woman's window, her car. She rolled down her window and apologized. "Sir, I am so sorry." And as she was saying, "Sorry," if you could say that, lip that out for yourself. "Sorry," how your mouth goes. This is what David did. David spit the food that he was chewing into her mouth. "Sir, I am so sorry." Oh, can you imagine? I'm pretty sure they like to chew in Florida. He probably had a massive lipper in. And he hawked one right into her mouth. Oh, cops investigated what happened. David was arrested, obviously, on the spot. For felony battery. There's no word on what type of food he spat into the woman's mouth, but does it matter? Doesn't it have to be food? Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard to talk right now. My mouth is watering. That is probably the grossest story that I've heard in a long time. And of course, it comes from Florida. So there you go. That's your WTF this morning. Brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center. Your best buds in the business. We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Good morning. What's up? 827 Plan B Morning Show on a Monday. Looking at some sun today. I think it was a high of 50. Maybe some clouds later on. Cloudy tomorrow. Basically a high of 45. It's going to be much like it has been. So, yeah, there you go. Hey, congratulations, Tyler Dannefell. There you go, kid. Or man. I don't know. I haven't talked to you yet. About to call you here in a little bit, but congratulations. He's our winner for a Get Lit for Christmas this year. That's right. Our friends at Little Caesars and Housemaster. Housemaster going to set you up. That's right. You get a $600 gift certificate towards some lights. You get to pick and choose, and then Housemaster coming over and just showering your house with lights, man. It's going to be straight up Griswold. You have the brightest house on the block. He's from Benton Harbor, so I'm sure you'll see it. He'll be passing. Damn! That dude got set up. That dude's house is looking good. That's right, Tyler. That's right. Congratulations. So thank you for signing up, nominating your friends. Thank you all for who did nominate themselves or their friends. And we do it every single year with Little Caesars and Housemasters. So till next year, if you didn't win this year, it's all good. We do it every single year. So there you go. Congratulations one more time to Tyler. Let's get to your stand-up for a minute. Your stand-up comedian today is Henry Cho, talking about ladies and gentlemen. Henry Cho jokes about his wife managing his wardrobe. Here you go.
"I'm teasing, ladies. Y'all take care of us. You do. You take care of us. Ain't a man in this room can deny that. We can't live without you. We all know that, because we've all tried. We would if we could. We can't. There's no way. I can't even buy clothes for myself anymore. She sucked that part of my brain out of my head. I still try, though, you know. I just walk in the store and going, yeah. They go, 'What do you like?' 'I don't know. She knows what I like.' 'What do I like?' My wife went through a phase. She was so worried about what I was wearing, she actually numbered my shirts and lettered my pants. We'd go out, it's like a bad game of bingo. You know, Henry, what are you wearing? B-27.
Take a break. Stand up for a minute. Featuring today's best stand-up comics. Brock and Hunter.
This is Hunter. All right. Good morning. How are you? 8:41 on a Monday. Good morning. I know it's slow. It's a slow morning. After a long weekend like that, man. I hear you. I feel you. Let's take a look at your dumb vocabulary, huh?
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And Hunter. I don't know why he doesn't put my name in that. He's not even here. It's funny. Sorry, man. Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, Home, Car, Life, Motorcycle, and Boat Insurance. He also insures rental homes, vacant homes. Chris works with lots of contractors in the area to insure them for a general liability and equipment coverage. Chris loves life insurance, showing people how it can help with retirement, planning, and tax benefits. You could draw income from a life insurance policy tax-free. It's just not just for a death benefit. So there you go, Chris Thompson. Chris. It's so weird being in here by yourself doing it. Maybe, Chris, you can come in later on this week, man, before we leave. Your dumb vocabulary today is sneezer. Sneezer. Anybody? No. So I'm the only one in here. Sneezer. It's a massive sneeze that causes your body to shake violently. I cough and sneeze at the same time every time. People are like, what was that? Did you cough or did you sneeze? Example. I think I broke a rib with that sneezer. Oh, God. So there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary this morning, brought to you by Chris Thompson's Farmers Insurance.
The Screaming Yellow Home.